A word for you from Acts 26, verse 18. To open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Here we find Paul giving his testimony of his calling, of his conversion before King Agrippa. He then says after this verse, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. I'd like to concentrate on this expression, to open their eyes. Remember that when Adam and Eve were in the garden and Lucifer came into the creature, the serpent, making him to be the most cunning of all creatures, he said to Eve, God knows that your eyes will be opened if you eat of this forbidden fruit. They only had one law, and that was the very law, of course, that they disobeyed. But they disobeyed God because of the promise from Lucifer that their eyes would be opened. And of course, the opposite happened. Their eyes were closed towards God and His love, His fellowship, and their eyes were opened instead towards their own shame. And that is why they covered themselves with fig leaves. They tried to hide their shame. They were unconscious of it before. But now their eyes were opened to the wrong things. And their eyes were in fact closed to what was right and good. Now, since that time, for all generations, and we too have suffered from this closure of eyes, because we are born in sin, we have that innate nature of evil. Sinako lobo bumnyama phakathi enhlizweni amehlo ethu avalekile, avaliwe nguSatan, because we have chosen to obey darkness instead of light. But when God saved Saul of Tarsus and sent him out as Paul, he sent him to the Gentiles to open their eyes. You see, here is the great reversal. Satan thought he was reversing what God had established in his kingdom and his chief creation that gave God so much joy, the first human beings. And Satan closed their eyes, but now God, through Jesus Christ, has given the instruction to open eyes. Are your eyes opened?